Good day. I'm Anjui. James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Wednesday, January 25. Coming up, PM decries 2017 road traffic deaths. Jamaica on track to 15,000 new hotel rooms in 5 years and 4,200 persons to get birth certificates on the JSIF program. The details after the break.
I want to tell you right now.
You know, so I'm multi-talented. So I do my entry form for JCDC Visual Arts. We are closed January 27.
Oh, yeah. And performing arts audition I start January 16 to February 17. And members of Jamaica Gospel Song are January 24 to 27. And I'm still going to take entries on the day.
And we can win enough cash and prizes. The information depends on them website, social media, or them parish office.
So anybody can enter?
Yes, man. Anybody.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is lamenting the high number of victims of road traffic accidents since the start of 2017. Mr. Holness says as at January 23, 20 persons, 17 males and 3 females, have lost their lives due to accidents, with the predominant cause of death being reckless use of the roadways. He adds that based on this current figure, Jamaica is likely to see over 365 deaths from road accidents. Mr. Holness says all Jamaicans must make road safety a priority, noting that approximately 56% of fatalities in 2015 and 55% in 2016 were in the 15 to 44 year age range. The continued loss of persons within this age range, which are the most productive years for Jamaican citizens, has had a negative impact on the country's economic growth. He adds that the introduction of the 2016 Road Traffic Act, in tandem with visible and high levels of enforcement, will facilitate the behavior change necessary to reduce road fatalities. Prime Minister Holness was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, is being urged to identify options for improving customs activities in order to optimize the agency's capacity for revenue collection. This appeal from Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Ole Shaw, noting that efficient customs procedures and processes are important elements in the government's drive for economic growth, Mr. Shaw says the JCA must be keen to maximize the detection of revenue leakage while also maintaining trade facilitation.
Our economic competitiveness and productivity are enhanced by the fostering of rapid movement across border entry or exit, and we rely on the daily operation of sea cargo, air cargo, international postal systems for our economic and commercial and social well-being. So we must recognize that there is an inextricable link between customs systems and an economy's ability to attract investors, increase productivity, and boost exports.
Mr. Shaw was addressing the launch of a community-based initiative, Customs Meets the Community, at Customs House Myers Wharf in Kingston Tuesday. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the country is on track to achieving 15,000 new hotel rooms in 5 years. He says tourism is arguably the strongest sector in the economy, with earnings of $2.5 billion last year, adding that the sector provides tens of thousands of jobs and fuels numerous other sectors such as agriculture, manufacturing, transportation, and entertainment.
This year we will cover 4 million arrivals. We are now at 3.8 plus.
Mr. Bartlett was addressing the press launch of a revitalized Spruce Up Jamaica initiative Tuesday. And over 4,000 residents from 18 communities will receive assistance from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, to obtain birth certificates. The beneficiaries, spanning 7 parishes, are to get help under the agency's Integrated Community Development Project, ICDP, through a $42 million loan from the World Bank. Managing Director of JSIF, Omar Sweeney, says the initiative is now in its second phase following the successful rollout of Phase 1 last year.
We started out in these 18 communities in the first phase having a target to register 3,000 beneficiaries across the 18 communities. This was done at community fairs where persons would randomly come out to the community fairs and sign up based on their need to receive these documents. We met that target quite quickly, and now we are embarking on a second phase.
The provision of the documents, he says, will better enable the residents to access basic social services. A memorandum of understanding was signed to formalize the agreement with immediate effect between JCIV and the Registrar General's Department on January 23. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.